面的资料啊。那我今天分享的只是我一点小小的心得啊，不是什么很什么很深奥的道理哈。所以呢，如果讲得不好，讲得有问题，也希望大家给我一点意见。So, I use the term in English suspicion to refer to this vexation, which is one of the five vexations that's often mentioned together. Craving, aversion, ignorance, arrogance, and suspicion, being suspicious. I chose this English word on purpose because very often the Chinese character or sometimes the English translation using the word doubt may get people confused with the doubt sensation used in our Huato practice. That's not the same doubt, so I will stay with the word suspicion here to make sure we don't get confused over there. And as I mentioned, this is the fifth of the five serious vexations that often get brought up together, but even though we usually focus on craving, aversion, and ignorance. 那今天我讲的这个疑心哦，中文写的疑心就比较清楚了。这个我们就是五种烦恼的其中一种啊。我们中文常常会听到贪嗔痴慢疑哈。我们通常呢就是听到贪嗔痴啊，就没有听，就比较少听到慢跟疑。可是呢，其实疑心啊，怀疑心哈，是一种很重的烦恼了，然后呢，我们也要搞清楚这个疑呢，是不是我们说那个唱花头里面那个疑情的那个疑哈，不要搞错哈，就说哦疑情好啊，我就怀疑就好了哈，不要搞错，英文我就用某一个字搞清楚，中文因为同一个字哈，所以我们要搞清楚那个这个疑心是我们。怀疑疑神疑鬼那个疑、啊、不是那个话头里面那个疑情那个疑、啊、So in the sastras it is discussed as a one of the unwholesome mental factors. In Geshe Repton's The Mind and Its Functions that discuss the 52 mental factors,Stephen Batchelor translated this mental factor as faithlessness, referring to the unwillingness to believe in that which is worthy of confidence, such as the law of cause and effect. So essentially, it is about doubting the efficacy of Dharma teachings.那这个怀疑心啊，在那个这讲那个白法明门论啊，有讲到哈，是其中一种的那个不善法，不善的心法，不善意思是让我们生烦恼的心法哈。那这一本英文的讲这个心法的不善的心法的书里面呢，把它翻译成这是不幸。不信，这里就讲到呢，就是不信什么呢？不信呢，应该是让我们升起信心的善法，对我们好的，尤其是佛法啊，不愿意，我们不愿意升起信心啊，所以呢，尤其是佛法好像是那个因果法，我们就不愿意升起信心，我们就偏不信。啊，听了很多次还是不信，还是怀疑，啊，怀疑佛法是不是真的，是不是真的有这样子的道理啊？七尘法师，也有讲到在《白法明门论》里面也是这样子解释的，解释这个怀疑心、这个不信、这个烦恼呢，就是对佛法缺佛信心意思。怀疑心。So similarly, Master Jichen in his Chinese book on the commentary on the commentary on the 100 phenomena explaining the various kind of unwholesome mental dharma, also explain this vexation in the same way, referring to it as the lack of faith in the dharma. So dharma teachings, such as the law of cause and effect, is we don't need to go that far. The law of cause and effect is already all embodied in the teaching of the Four Noble Truths. If you remember the Four Noble Truths, the first two Noble Truths talk about if we give rise to vexation, that's the cause of suffering, we suffer. And the fourth Noble Truth, when we practice the Eightfold Noble Path, then the third Noble Truth, suffering ceases. That's it. It's two sets of laws of cause and effect. But if we doubt the efficacy of this teaching, we refuse to really accept it and follow and practice according to it, well, what are we going to do? Then chances are we will not practice the Eightfold Path and instead give rise to vexations. And what are we going to end up with? Suffering instead of cessation of suffering. Right? And so it is like we doubt the medicine, that the medicine will cure our illness, even though it's been well proven. Everyone who took the medicine get better. But we just resist taking the medicine because we don't believe in it. You might know people who don't believe in the medicine. And so they resist taking the medicine, so of course they don't get well.那这里讲的佛法啊，就是说主要是那个，尤其是那个因果法。因果法呢不用讲的这么复杂，因果法在四圣地里面就是因果法。四圣地里面，第二地就是那个苦的因，苦因苦集，那个集就苦的因，苦的因就是生烦恼嘛。我们生烦恼就苦了，第一个圣地。然后第四个圣地，如果我们修八正道，怎么了？就第三个圣地就灭，就不苦了，就两个，就是因果。那如果我们不相信这个因果法，就是不相信四圣地，不相信因果法怎么样？我们就不相信，不去修行啦。不相信修行就可以灭苦啦，因为这样不相信，我就还是继续生烦恼啦，生烦恼怎么我们就苦啦，就这样子因为不会，因为我们不相信因果法，因果就不发生在我们身上的，这个还是有因果哈。那个这样子的情况呢，不愿意相信这个因果法就好像有人有病。有药吃了就好了，可是我说，我就不相信这个药吃了就好，我就偏不相信，我不相信就不吃这个药了，不吃药怎么会不会好？就不会好了，就这样子。好，我们可能认识有些人了去看医生，然后又不相信那个药，又不吃那个药看的医生就算了，好像整天来看法师，然后又不休息一样。This resistance to practice is actually quite common. And I hear these different forms of resistance to practice quite often. So I hear practitioners telling me all the time that, I feel better when I do sitting meditation, but I just can't bring myself to do it. You might find that familiar. Or I encounter many practitioners that they say, Dharma is good. I go to Dharma talk, I volunteer. And, I haven't seen you at a retreat. Busy, I can't do retreats. So resisting, not feeling that it's necessary to engage in that retreat practice. And I'm so happy to see the recent book by Robert Wright, Why Buddhism is True, that he has someone like him who was just like, you know what? I study and try to meditate, and I just couldn't do it. And I realized I just have to go to a retreat and really practice and figure out how to practice. And he really find that incredibly transformative for himself and his practice. So now I take this opportunity to remind you there's two Thanksgiving retreat coming up. Like there's one here, they're in the center, a non-residential retreat. And if you want to experience the residential retreat, there's one at DDRC, right, from a Tuesday to Saturday. And I want to encourage you to take this opportunity. Usually those few days, of course, some people are very busy gathering together with family, but that if that isn't the case for you, you might like to take that opportunity. And also, it's not uncommon for participants, even when they make it to a retreat, that they resist using the method. They sit there in the Dhamma talk and then just do something else the entire retreat. Maybe if they're lucky, the last day they will start giving it a try. Oh, the retreat ended. So too bad. It's this resistance to practice is very, very common. Okay. 那这个不愿意也不相信这个修行啊。 所以我们需要修行，修行有用啊。 这个情况是非常普遍的。 然后我常常碰到一些那个菩萨们呢，说啊，如果我有啊，就是我有打坐的时候是觉得很有用的，可是我就不知道怎么样，我就找不到时间，我就不想打坐，不想修行，或是呢，有一些菩萨呢，常常来听佛法，那做当义工。 然后我说，哎，还菩萨什么？有没有来参加那个念佛啊，或者禅修啊？哦，哎呀，没有时间，哦，就我不要了，不要了，这样子哈。那个就是有这样，只是拿到药单，那不吃药哈，不要就这样，这个情况很普遍哈。嗯，因为很高兴呢，最近有一本有位很知名的那个美国的。 作家就是写了一本书，就是说他也是这样子，他终于发现一定要去参加精进禅修，他7天的14天的，就终于发现了怎么样可以修行，然后呢，对他的生命呢有很大的正面的影响，所以现在顺便打广告哈，这边有两个禅修哈，这一边禅中心那个感恩节在这边有禅修。 那如果希望可以住在那边呢，就到香港那边啊，欣赏欣赏那边的风景哈，在那边5天的精进禅修啊。那还有一些菩萨呢，就算去参加禅修了，参加禅精进禅修了，还是呢每天听开示，听了又不跟着开示来修行啊，然后呢就不愿意不想，心里面就不想跟着不想真正的去修行。 如果他们幸运呢，就到最后一天就试试看吧。哎呀，真的结束了，那个就真遗憾哈。这样子就很遗憾了，又浪费了这个很好的机会了。So even though one may understand conceptually, or even know from experience that the practice is beneficial, doubt, the suspicion keeps one from committing to the practice and yielding its benefits. 那所以呢，就算 就算呢，我们知道呢，修行呢是对我们很好的，听，因为从听到那个佛法，或者是自己其实有也有一点点尝到这个经验了。我们这个疑心啊，还是让我们不是很愿意真正的去好好的修行，好，那这样子呢，我们就没有办法好好的，没有办法尝到真正尝到修行的好处了。
So besides suspicion about the efficacy of Dharma teaching, how else does being suspicious cause us to suffer?
那刚才也讲了，主要通常所讲的，这个疑心呢，就是怀疑的佛法哈，佛因果法。 那学了怀疑佛法，怀疑因果法，这个怀疑心怎么让我们，怎么让我们啊痛苦啊？我这个是我要啊详细讲的。So I'm going to go into that a little bit more in this talk. The mind of suspicion causes us suffering by separating us from each other. In mistrust.Instead of trust and love. This is how this vexation causes us suffering. 这个怀疑心啊，怎么让我们痛苦？怀疑心让我们痛苦，因为怀疑心让我们跟其他人分隔，因为我们怀疑他们，不愿意相信他们。我们怀疑其他人不相信他，其他人就让我们没有办法好好的跟爱他们，互相有一个真正的信任跟爱的关系。So one may harbor this doubt by being suspicious.Of one form of this vexation is by being suspicious of others' motives when they are trying to help us or reach out to us to be friendly. Our habitual tendencies of doubt would keep us from accepting these friendly gestures and offers to help because we worry about their ulterior motives as a habitual tendency.那这个怀疑心呢是怎么样呢？很多时候呢，就是呢，我们怀疑其他人的动机是什么。那有些时候问我呢，我们可能碰到有人呢，他们就想要帮助我们，想要帮助我们，或是他们就是伸出友谊之手，希望跟我们做朋友。那可是呢，因为我们有这个怀疑心的那个习性啊，我们就没有办法。我们没有办法接受他们给我们的友谊或是给我们的帮助，因为我们就想他想要什么，他有什么动机啊，哈，这样子有这样子怀疑心。那我们这样子的情况，有这样子的怀疑心，怎么会痛苦呢？ So how do we suffer as we respond with this suspicious mind? Well, the first thing isWe don't benefit from the help being offered.、We don't benefit from the friendship being offered. Instead, we live in an agitated mind of distrust. What's like, what do they want? What do they want?、那怎么痛苦啊？这个怀疑心怎么升起痛苦啊？第一个就是人家帮助我们，我们没有好好享受他们的帮助。人家要跟我们当朋友，我们没有办法好好享受这个友谊。不，还有我们就是痛苦了，这我们就是在想，这个心啊是非常的在不安的状态里面，在想，在怀疑他究竟想要什么，他想要跟我当朋友做朋友，究竟他想要什么，所以没有一个好好的安心在跟人家做一个好好的朋友之外，失去了那个了，还有心一直在不安，在痛苦。And another way we suffer because of this suspicious mind is that we live in fear as we imagine a hostile, threatening world out there scheming against us. Everyone who's offering to help me must be because they want something, or they want to cause me harm.So as we hold this view about the world and relate to it in this way, we develop this habit of responding this way by, I have to be tough and tell ourselves not to be vulnerable and not to show our true feelings because they may take advantage of me. Because see, I think the whole world is scheming against me, ready to cause me harm. this is a huge narrative in the mind that can keep going on and on as a habit. And as a result, we don't allow ourselves to experience our own true feelings. Because we tell ourselves we cannot show our own true feelings, so we just don't allow ourselves to experience it so that we won't show it. And as we live through life this way, with this armor and mask on us year after year, we become disconnected from ourselves and become a stranger to ourselves as we don't allow ourselves to access our true feelings. So we become disconnected from others as we keep them at arm's length. And as a result, we feel lonely, fearful, and helpless, living in misery indeed. So if you wonder how this causes suffering, this is the full picture. 还有呢，徐乐没有办法受到其他人的帮助友谊之外，我们就是这个心态啊，这种怀疑性的心态呢，就让我们整天呢心里面都很恐慌，很，因为我们为什么？因为我们觉得这个世界都是很不友善的，这个世界外面的人呢都是很危险的，他们整天要对我做什么，对付我，其他人都在对付我啊，要来伤害我，整天有这样的想法，就是心里面就很害怕了。那我们有这样子的想法的时候呢，我们跟这个世界外面其他人的关系是怎么样？我们就告诉我们自己，因为外面的人就很可怕嘛，整天要来对付我嘛，我们怎么样，我就要强一点了哈，就不要让我心里面的那个不可以软弱了，不可以有那个有什么感情啊感受啊，就不可以让其他人知道了，因为他们以为就让他们知道我很软弱，可能就会来对付我了哈。我们因为觉得到处的人都知道要对付我嘛哈，那这样子的时候呢，我们不可以让其他人知道我们的情感，最好的方法是什么？我们也不要感受我的情感就好了，就不会显现出来了。这样子一直下来，我们就连自己究竟自己在感受什么都不知道了，好，我们就跟自己完全分隔了。那我们跟自己真正心里面的感受分隔了，变成自己的陌生人，也跟其他人分隔了越来越远了，所以结果我们就觉得很孤独，很害怕，很无助，因为就只有我没有其他人，这样子是一个很痛苦的状态哈。所以如果你觉得怀疑心有什么不好啊，就是这样子，就如果不相信就是这样子，让我们活在很痛苦的情况里面。 So not only does the habit of being suspicious cause us suffering, it also causes great harm to others around us. When our loved ones do things for us or help us out of love, out of our habit of being suspicious of their motivation, we hurt them without intending to. 除了让我们自己痛苦呢，我们的怀疑心啊，也让我们身边的人痛苦，给他们啊造成很多痛苦。因为当我们的身边的人啊对我们做的好的事情，因为他们很爱我们，我们还怀疑他们是有什么机心、什么动机哈，这样子我们就伤害了他们。我们没有想要伤害他们，可能我们就伤害了他们了。一个so an example, this is.I didn't make this up, actually. So this is actually a certain example. Like there was this very great child, who took a lot of time to arrange for a nice birthday celebration for her parent to express her love. This parent, plagued with a suspicious mind, thought to herself that, oh, she's not really doing this because she really loves me. I wonder what she actually wants.I guess maybe she's doing it to get to my inheritance or something. And
thinking this way, the parents are unable to enjoy all the thoughtful things that her loving child is planning, doing for her. Instead of being appreciative and just feeling blessed about this, the parent actually was agitated the entire time, agitated because, well, there must be something else going on. So looking for evidence to support her suspicion of what exactly is this person's motivation. And even refuse to participate fully. And you might even go and tell people that, oh, you know, she didn't really do it for me, you know, something, she wants something else. And so on and so forth. So as you can imagine, the parents' behavior of being so suspicious would be very hurtful for her child, who did this out of love. And so of course it hurt the relationship. And chances are her kid wouldn't really want to spend too much time or visit too often after something like this, really for fear of being accused of having ulterior motives when she expresses her love by doing something nice for her parent. Right? And this is quite unfortunate. 那有一个 例子哈, 这是, 我不是编出来的哈。 就是有一个小孩啊，长大了，就是很孝顺哈，就因为很爱的父母，就给他们那个花了很多心思办一个生日的庆祝哈，那个母亲呢。 这个就怀疑心很重啊，那个怀疑心的那个习性很重，就想，哎呀，这个他不是真的因为对我好啦，我在想着他究竟想要什么了，这做这个多搞这么多事情，那也可能他就是要想要我的遗产吧，这样子啊，哈，那个那这样想呢，这母亲这样想呢，没有办法好好的享受那个。 孩子，比如他办的那个生活的生日的庆祝哈，有活动啊，办了很多，花了很多心思。还有呢，心里面呢一直就是很不安，还是想，哎呀，一定是有问题的，孩子这一直在找啊，把找麻烦在想，在找证据哈，找证据一定是这样子，这找来找去，找不到就越找不到越烦躁哈。 这样子哈，或许他你不愿意，有一些那个环节也不愿意参加，还有可能还要跟其他的朋友说，哎呀，我这他大概是有什么想要我的遗产的，我不是真的是对我好的啦，这样的想法哈。那这样子的做法呢，大家都也可以想到啦哈。当然对这个孩子这么有心。 跟妈妈做生日，就很心里面很痛啦，哈，很受到伤害啦，也很伤害他们的关系啦。那大概也想到了这个孩子呢，大概也不想要常常来看他的母亲啦，哈，不要，主要就是，哎呀，我怕如果他又以为我是整天来要他的遗产啦，哈，这个就不要对他太好啦，哈，不要哈，这样子，哈。 So while causing great harm to our loved ones, we suffer as a result of our suspicious mind. As we refuse to allow ourselves to experience love and connection with our loved ones. So instead, we imagine that they are scheming against us. In doing so, we are literally turning pure land that is a loving family into hell by cultivating a suspicious mind. It is very tragic. Okay. 大家可以看到呢，这样子我们对我们身边的人呢造成很大的伤害。 我们自己也造给自己
带来很大的痛苦。怎么样？因为我们这个怀疑心，因为我们这个怀疑心，我们拒绝接受，拒绝让我们感受其他人跟其他人的爱，跟那个那个很好的关系，跟我们身边的人的关系。而我们选择了要想象自己想象呢，他们是有什么其他的动机要来谋我什么东西。好，这样子做法呢，我们就是真的就是把净土变成地狱了哈。净土就我们本来可以活在净土里面，就是一个很温暖、很好、很和谐的个家庭里面。我们拒绝，我们不要，我们要地狱，啊，这个是很可悲的。那so some of you may think this example is really far out. Like I said, I didn't make it up, and I actually heard many versions of this example over the years. So, hence, it is more common than one may think. And so, it is worth reflecting to see if we too.May have the habit of giving rise to a suspicious mind.
有些菩萨可能觉得，哎呀，这个好，这个还太夸张了哈，这个不是没有这样子情况了哈。那我说，这个是真的有发生，还有大家菩萨可能都有听到过类似的情况哈。这个我也听过很多不同的故事，跟这个差不多的类似的故事哈，所以呢，这个是蛮常见的，因为这样子我们就应该好好的思考反省，看看我们自己是不是也有这样子的习性，有这个升起怀疑心的这个习性。好 So, as we reflect on whether we might also be giving rise, have the habit of giving rise to the suspicious mind, how do we notice that? Well, like some examples may help us, some of this habitual suspicious responses may help us sort of see if that's the case.So, for example, when our spouse or our partner's doing something really quite nice, really, really selfless, they're actually making sacrifices to bring us joy, to do something, to help, to make it possible for us to do something, that we really enjoy. And then we might find ourselves thinking, asking, why is he doing that? What does he want? Like,Is he trying to guilt me into giving up something I love doing too? Like, is he, you know, or you hear it in comedy shows, is he having an affair? that doubt that is keeping us from really just enjoying accepting this lovely gesture of love. Or another example is at work, maybe a colleague come up, give us a compliment.Give us a compliment for our effort or our performance, and we may find ourselves thinking by habit, it just sort of come up in our mind. That's what I mean by habits. She doesn't really mean it. Like, what does she want? Maybe she wants me to do something for her by coming to me and say that. Right? So that same line of being suspicious of someone's motive instead of being able to accept someone's compliment and acknowledgement. Or this actually happens. I know someone who said exactly these things. This person, she has a long time friend. They knew each other for decades. They don't get together very often because of children and things like that. And this friend pay her a visit and decided to open up by sharing with her all kinds of difficulties and challenges that she's been dealing with in her life. And this person who have a very strong habit of being suspicious made a comment of, who knows if she's telling me the truth? Like, maybe she's exaggerating her problem to get me to feel sorry for her. Or maybe she actually wants to borrow money from me or something. It's talking about money problem. So this kind of suspicious mind when someone's really just wanting friendship, I'm going to be heard. 那我们怎么样去看看自己是不是有这样子的升起怀疑性的习性呢？或许我可以提几个例子哈，就让我们可以看看，哎，我是不是也有这样子的想法的习性哈。 那第一个就是呢，当如果我好像我们的配偶啊，那个家里的师兄师姐啊，就是做一些做个很无私的事情啊，就是他牺牲他自己，让我们可以。 有机会做一个我们很想做的事情啦，或对我们非常好啊，我们就这个习性的那个反应就是，哎，他干嘛要这样子做啊？是不是他想要什么？是不是他也希望我要牺牲什么东西呀、啊、来对他好啊？或是我们常常就会听到。 那个眼神那些，他不是，是不是他有外遇啊？是想要做什么东西来讨好我啦？这些怀疑心啊。另外呢，就是或是我们呢，在工作的时候，有我们同一些工作上的一些同事啊，他们就想要来跟我们讲说，给我们说，哎，你做的很好哈，你做那个是做的很好，给我们一些鼓励哈。可是我们呢的习性啊，听到，哎呀，他不是这么想的啦，哎，他这样讲想要什么啊？是不是他想要我帮他做什么东西啊？这一种的怀疑性的那个反应哈，那没有办法真正的接受哦，他真的啊，这些真的啊，真的这么好哈，跟我讲，而且怀疑他们的那个动机。 那或者另外一个，这个是我真的认识有这样子，有真人真事哈，这个是，那他就是这位菩萨，他有一个朋友，很多年的朋友了，几十年的朋友了，可是很少机会见。那这位朋友呢，终于就是有一次见面呢，就这么多年朋友了，这是他就讲到他，哎呀，家里面的很大的困难，就跟他。 诉那个心底话讲出来了啊，那他这位菩萨呢，那个怀疑性的心非常重的，非常重啊，就是他的反应就是，哎呀，他讲的不知道是不是真的，他讲的一些话都不知道是不是真的啊，说他那个里面那个家里很困难的钱方面，可能他这是夸张了哈，哎呀，他是不是要跟我借钱呢哈？ 他人家随便跟他做朋友哈，他没有办法享受到这个人的友谊，好像在心里面在怀疑哈，所以看看是不是有类似这样子的习性方面的那个怀疑心的升起。 So as you can see, in responding to other people offering their friendship, love, and acknowledgement, the suspicious mind refuses to allow us to be appreciated. Acknowledged, and to accept the gift of love. Instead of allowing ourselves to feel connected, accomplished, loved, and appreciated, we insist on keeping others away and suffer the feeling of isolation and loneliness. 那我们可以看到了，这样子，我们有这个怀疑心的习性呢，来反应那个听到其他人啊，跟我们对我们伸出友谊之手啊，对我们做一些很爱我们的那个
动作、啊、的事情或者给我们称赞给我们鼓励、啊、我们的怀疑心就是不要让我们接受，不要让我们觉得受到称赞了、啊、受到爱了，受到那个可以受到那个这个跟其他人的那个感情的接触啊，而我们呢是硬要坚持要把其他人隔得远远的啊，拒之门外，好、啊，那结果就让我们觉得是啊很孤独啦，就只有我们自己一个了、嗯。As child practitioners, it is crucial to investigate the mind and practice noticing if we have the habits of responding with suspicion. So this habit may be very entrenched and hard to notice in the beginning.So we can enter this in a number of possible ways. We can start with paying attention to other people feeling hurt by our suspicion of their sincerity. When we hear people like, why don't you believe me? And we say, oh no, I believe you, but actually no, right? So now like instead of ignoring other people's complaining about us not trusting them, take heart.Maybe, you know, you are actually not trusting them. They notice your suspicious mind hurting them. And so they are helping you notice it. 那作为一个修行者呢，这个去观我们的心，起心动念是非常重要的。当我们观我们的起心动念的时候，我们就可以啊、有机会看到我们是不是有这个升起怀疑心这个习性了啊、因为呢如果我们有这个习性呢很严重的时候呢不容易观察到的，所以呢有几个方式可以看看可以入手哈。第一个入手呢就是我们呢碰到这个情况，就是我们跟其他人互动，他们都会说你为什么不相信我，我们平常说没有不相信你啦，怎么有呢哈？可能我们现在我们要听听为什么这个人觉得我不相信他、哦、可能是因为我有这个怀疑心的那个习性，他们感受到我们不知道啊，所以就感恩这个菩萨，不是要跟他吵架，不要跟他就是这个就是说没有，而是为什么这个菩萨说我有这样子，就这样让我们有机会去观是不是真的是有这样子的习性来、like, 有怀疑性、啊、然后另外and the other as we practice the method of meditation or chanting and allow the mind to be more settled and stabilized, then we are more capable of hearing our thoughts, noticing our thoughtsin response to friendly and kind gestures by others.、Right? So this way we can cultivate clarity of the narratives that arise by habit. We can notice these habitual responses just come up when people do nice things to us. Like, we hear this little voice saying, they don't really mean it. Who knows if she's telling the truth? He doesn't really want to help me. He's just pretending to.Those little voices, those are little common narratives that is the sign of a suspicious mind. 那当我们呢的心比较安静的时候，我们念佛啦或是打坐啦修行的这个心比较安静的时候，我们就比较有可能可以观察到心起心动念这些习惯、我们就会比较清楚的看到呢这些维系的起心动念的那个反应， 反应了，其他人或是帮助我们啦，或者对我们很好啦，我们可能发现到有这样子的反应，哎呀，他不是真的是这样想的啦，啊，或者是呢，哎呀，谁知道他是不是讲真的啦，啊，这样心里面有这样想，或者是 like， 哎呀，他不是真的想要帮助我的啦，都是只装而已啦，啊，整天有这样子的反应，觉得人家是装的，不是真的。这个就是怀疑心的那种的想法。And as we suffer from the torturous anxiety, wondering about other people's motivations, we can pay attention to this habitual response and ask, who is doubting this person's motivation? Bring up this thought, who is doubting this person's motivation, and this in the moment brings up the clarity of mind and disrupt the habitual thought chain that is so pernicious. And we may realize that we keep giving rise to these harmful thoughts merely because they are familiar, because we've done it all our lives. This is a very familiar habit. So with this discovery, then maybe we're more willing to drop the habits, knowing how harmful it is, and learn to respond, really do the work of learning to respond differently. We realize that it is like a lifelong harmful habit. It's tough to unlearn, so it will require patience, vigilance, and diligence. And becoming familiar with the form the habit takes, what do we usually say? Oh, they don't really mean it. We may have that as our habit. Becoming familiar with the form the habit takes when these thoughts arise in our mind is crucial and will require the mental clarity and stability that we cultivate by engaging in chanting or meditation practice. 那当我们呢很痛苦，在想究竟这个人想要什么，他不是真的这样想的，他不是真的想要帮助我的，啊，他不是真的对我好的，究竟他想要什么，很痛苦的时候，我们可以用话提起这个话头，问谁在怀疑这个人，谁在怀疑这个人的动机。好，这样子呢，问这个问题的时候呢，首先就是让我们的心就更明净，可以清清楚楚的知道看到这心在做什么，还有呢就是把这个习性，这个一个一个念头怀疑了，他不是真的这样想的，他究竟想要什么，他是可能是想要这样，想要这样，想要害我什么什么，这个一个一个一个话头，一个一个一个的念头呢打断，谁在怀疑。那这样子的时候呢，我们可能就发现呢，这个习惯啊，这个习性常常升起怀疑性，这个习性呢是非常对我们非常是有害的。可是呢，就算是这么有害，我们一直在抓住这个习性，因为就是很what's familiar， 很熟悉的，我们几十年都一直在有这样子的反应，就很熟悉，虽然对我们很有害，可是很熟悉，很舒服，当我们有发现这样子的情况之后呢，我们就会说啊，我们还是时候要把这个坏习惯那个放下了哈，不要再继续这个坏习惯了。那可是呢，很不容易的把那个坏习惯戒掉哈，好像戒毒啊、戒烟啊都一样，戒掉坏习惯是非常难的啊，所以就是要耐心，要静静心，主要呢里面呢就是要用我们念佛啊或是打坐啊的可以念到的那个 比较平静的心呢，来让我们可以好好观察到我们升起怀疑心的方式是怎么样。每个人不一样的，可能会整天我们的那句话就是，哎，他不是真的这样想的啦，啊，谁能相信他呢？哎，我才不相信他了。可能我们就有这样子的，然后就是一个一个扣一个扣一个那个念头。我们首先要清清楚楚知道我们升起怀疑心的方式是怎么样，才会记得去放下它。At this point, some of you may be thinking, but some people sometimes do have ulterior motives, or they are not entirely forthcoming, right? So, now, chan practice is not about being naive and just trust everyone blindly. I hope that's not what you have heard from me so far, right?In fact, the method to abandon suspicion or doubt, as discussed in the path of purification, Visuddhimagga, by Buddha Gosha, is discernment of causes and conditions. 那到讲到现在呢，可能有些菩萨心里面在嘀咕，哎呀，可是有些人是真的是他们是有其他的动机的嘛，啊，或是他们不是把所有的真相都讲出来的嘛，是有这样的情况啊，啊，那讲到这里了，可是希望啊大家知道，我不是在讲说禅修就是当傻瓜啊，禅修就是盲目的相信其他人，啊，不是，我们不是讲这个，啊，不是讲这个，你搞清楚，啊，其实呢在那个清净道论里面也讲到了怎么样去帮助我们修行放下这个怀疑心呢，就是要好好的关照我们的心，关照啊那个起心动念，那个因缘的因缘。In fact, with regard to this belief about we just trust everyone blindly, we need to watch out for the habit of no discernment, not paying attention.Because some people say that, oh, you know, it's too much work to be suspicious of people, so I just assume that everyone is trustworthy. I just trust everyone. I just assume everyone is trustworthy. And then they get mad when they get cheated. This is just being foolish. This is being foolish. It's not being a good practitioner. Can you tell the difference?那是有一些菩萨就觉得，哎呀，这个怀疑心是真的不好，那我就所有人相信就好了，盲目相信他们，就这样子，我就认为所有人都是可以信任的，我就相信他们好了。好，这个就是呢，我们是要好好的看，我们这个不关我们的心有这样子的坏习惯，不关我们的心也是一个坏习惯。好，就是说我就不用想这么多了，我就认为所有人都可以信任的了，啊，然后呢，给人家骗了就生气了，啊，这个是愚痴，这个不是禅修，啊，这个是愚痴，啊，可是有些人呢，就是啊，做那个另就去另外一个极端，就是说。我什么人都不相信，我就不要受到伤害了。And some people do the opposite. Instead of assuming that everyone is trustworthy, they just assume the keywords, assume that no one can be trusted. No one can be trusted. So they live in doubt and suspicion perpetually and building a prison for themselves. As they tell themselves, I can only trust myself. Because no one can be trusted. And actually, if we think this way, we may not even be able to trust ourselves because we cannot trust ourselves to discern who can be trusted.
那刚刚说有些菩萨他就去到另外极端，就是跟自己讲，我或许有些人给别人骗了一次之后呢，我相信所有人都可以相信，哦，骗了一次啊，没有人可以相信，不要什么人都不要相信了啊，因为没有人大过每个人都是骗子，都不要相信他们。那这样子呢，也是不去观不去想了，不用我们的脑袋想的啊，这样子呢。我们哦好，就是整天就觉得其他人是不可信任的，那我们就自我就放在好像住在一个监狱里面了，没其他人都不可以相信了嘛，啊，就跟自己讲，其实什么人都不可以相信了，我只可以信任我自己，啊，是真的吗？你连自己真的可以相信自己吗？你没有办法相信自己。怎么要去看谁可以信任嘛？你怎么相信自己啊？你并不信任自己啊。
So self-doubt is actually a form of this vexation of suspicion and doubt. We cannot trust our ability to make the right decision and become paralyzed by indecision. We don't trust ourselves, nor can we trust others.Who offer us guidance or advice? Suspicion. Or because of our inability to trust our own decision making, what we do is we go look for someone else. This person. This person will make all the decision for me. Ask that person to tell us what to do. Do you know people like that?I know plenty of people like that. I can't trust myself. What do you think? What should I do? Should I get married? Should I have kids? Should I go to school? Should I change my job? I get asked all the time. So doing so, if we do that, if we outsource our decision making to someone else, can increase the likelihood of getting ourselves into a very problematic relationships. We may end up withA very abusive, or manipulative, controlling spouse, friend, or a guru. You might have heard such experiences of people because they gave up their agency and outsourced their decision making to another person and ended up being controlled by someone else.
那这个自我疑惑啊，是这个怀疑心这种烦恼的其中一种方式，怀疑他人，怀疑自己。啊，我们没有办法的相信我们自己可以做一个好的决定，所以就变成了非常的indecision， 没有办法，我们要做决定的时候呢，就完全什么都不能做。我们有认识这样子的人哦。那我们不相信自己可以做好的决定，我们也不相信其他人给我们的给我们的意见呐、或是老师给我们的指导啊，我们也不相信啊，是怀疑，或是呢，有些人他们不相信他们自己做决定的能力，他们就把这个事情交给另外一个人，你帮我决定吧，就整天就去问，想到这个人我就去问他。问他我所有的事情他没有办法决定，可能大家也认识这样子的人啊，整天去问另外一个人，
我要不要结婚，要不要生孩子，要不要换工作、啊、要不要离婚、啊、就问其他人、啊、整天有人问我这件事情、啊啊、这样子呢，我们如果把这些自己的很重要的决定交给其他人的时候呢，有一个问题就是我们 很可能呢就发现我们又跟、找到交托这些、决定的人呢、啊，可能是、很要控制我们的，或是、有他们自己的机心的，那我们就变成了发现我们在有一个很、我们的关系里面呢是很有问题的。那、without clarity about what we are doing, what it is that we cultivate these habits of depending on others because of our fear of taking responsibility for our own decisions. We may even learn to really like this strategy because we can always blame the other person if things go wrong. So it's like if it goes right, I benefit from the decision. If things doesn't go right, it's not me. You know, they told me to do this. It's not my fault. And this is actually a very irresponsible attitude. It's very irresponsible. And we may even justify this attitude and habits by telling ourselves that we are being easygoing or harmonizing with others, even though we're actually suffering from the feeling of powerlessness or the growing resentment of being controlled or manipulated. And at the same time, we are in denial of this all happening. As you can see, it is quite a mess in our mind. 那当我们呢，那个心啊，不明净的时候呢，我们呢，其实不知道自己在做这个事情，这个是做什么。我们呢，在我们去依赖其他人帮我们做决定，因为我们不想要对我们的决定负责任。好，我们呢可能心里面就觉得，哎，这个其实蛮好的，因为呢如果决定好呢就好啦，啊，如果不好我就说他是他做决定，不是我，不关我事，不是我错。好，那这样子就觉得，因为我们不想要负责任嘛，所以这样子的态度呢是一种非常不负责任的态度。然后呢我们还在跟自己讲，哎呀，我自己这样子做其实就不是啦，因为我就是，哎呀，我很容易了啦，什么都可以啦，其他讲什么就很好啦，好，你讲啦，你做什么啦，我就跟着做啦。不愿，其实这是因为自己不想要负责任，还要跟自己讲，因为我就是很容易讲话的啦，我哈、哦，其实呢心里面在嘀咕，哦，哎呀，为什么整天都是我是没有办法，我对我的自己的生命是没有办法控制的，哈、哦，或者很有无力感啊、或者是呢心里面其实呢是在生气的，不高兴的。对其他这个状况是很不高兴的，而那个不高兴的时候呢，还不愿意让自己面对是有这个不生气、不高兴在生气的情况，啊，可以，大家可以想象，那个心里面是一塌糊涂哈、啊，一塌糊涂，有生气，有害怕，有不都一大堆。So very often, we doubt everyone because we cannot trust ourselves.As a result, we cannot trust other people's ability to make good decisions either. So an antidote is to cultivate the right view in dealing with this indecision, the suffering of indecision. The antidote is to cultivate the right view. What is the right view? Right view is which is based on the understanding that everything happening now is...the rising of causes and conditions. So whatever that's going now is the coming together of causes and conditions.
we are who we are now with our ability and limitation. And the choices that are available now are what they are now. That's causes and conditions. So instead of trying to figure out which is the perfect choice, some people become paralyzed by a decision because they want to look for the perfect, the hypothetical, theoretical, perfect thing out there. If we just pick the most appropriate one that's available now, causes and conditions, and just get going, get started. If it's a path or a teacher you want to follow to get into practice, instead of waiting for the hypothetical perfect teacher or perfect way to appear, we just get started. At least we are on the path, and we got to learn from the experience instead of just still standing here waiting, paralyzed. 那很多时候呢, 我们因为我们呢, 不相信我们自己呢, 我们也没有办法相信其他人, 齁。 那这样子呢, 我, 因为这样子, 我们就没有办法, 也没有办法相信其他人, 也是可以, 做好的决定, 他们的, 给我们的教导是好的。 那这样子, 自我疑惑, 也没有怀疑其他人, 让我们呢, 没有办法, 我不前没有办法走这第一步的这个情况呢, 我们怎么去应付呢? 就是我们可以呢, 用正见, 正见是什么? 就是因缘和合, 所有的现象都是因缘和合的。 我们现在是就是这样子的一个人, 我有我知道的东西, 不知道的东西, 就是我现在的因缘。 现在有的机会, 可以有, 或者是想要, 我要修行, 有没有老师, 谁是老师, 现在我碰到的老师, 就是我现在的因缘, 现在可以去修行的机会, 就是现在的因缘, 就好好的清楚, 我看到现在的因缘, 就, 去做了, 去开始了, 而不是整天在这里, 哪里是最好最好最好的老师, 世界上最完美的老师, 最完美的方法, 整天在这里, 没有办法决定, 那我们就开始了, 现在因缘, 就去开始, 这样子最少, 我们就可以开始, 上路, 从那个, 那个路途上面就可以, 学习的。 And some people, same thing, they're very indecisive when they're looking. They want to be in a relationship, they want to find, they want to look for a mate, and they cannot bring themselves to start a relationship because they're looking for the perfect one, the perfect person, right? And so if they can, even though they meet someone they quite like, and but they're like, oh, is this the perfect person? And, you know, they're very indecisive. So if they can just start, if they feel that they really are compatible, it's nice feeling with each other, they can just start dating this person. Whatever happens, whether they end up staying together or not, at least they learn how to be a good partner, learn how to be in a relationship, and they are more likely to end up with a nice relationship in their life instead of being stuck and paralyzed by indecision. 那可能有些人呢, 在他们的生命里面, 或许很希望, 有一个配偶啦, 人生的伴侣啦, 希望就是找一个男朋友, 或许女朋友啦, 那个可是呢, 就算他们碰到一个蛮好, 蛮合适的人呢, 心里面怀疑, 究竟这个是不是, 就是那个我要碰到那个很完美的, 应该是我的那个人啊, 在怀疑, 啊, 就没有办法, 就裹住不前了, 那个, 其实呢, 如果我们, 可以关照这个现在就是我们的因缘了, 这个人如果是真的是合适的,
我们也那个蛮合得来的，那就去给他试试看啦啊。那我们不知道那个以后的结果是会怎么样，那如果就算是跟这个人开始谈恋爱啦啊，那最少哈，就从这个过程里面就学习怎么认跟其他人有这个关系，好，学习到的就让我们更有机会有可能呢以后在生命里面有一个好的关系了，好，而不然整天就等什么是个最完美，心里面觉得最完美的那个人果就不停没有办法做决定，就什么都没有学习到，什么都没有经验到了，好。So we hear this advice all the time, actually, to just do it. Or it really is like to take a leap of faith. In fact, Master Shen Yan gave the same advice when he discussed this topic of suspicion and doubt. He said that if you want to finish a task, then just believe that this is good and right and stop second guessing yourself. Just do it, right?And so, or really, what we do is to recognize that there is no perfect way, and we just need to work with the current causes and conditions to move forward. 其实我们常常也听到这样子的建议了哈，就是说，就去做了，想一做就去做了，或者是呢，那个就有提醒那个信心，就去。是有点害怕的就去做了。其实师父在《禅与悟》这本书里面讲到这个疑心这个题目里面也是这样讲，这我们认定这个事情是真的希望真的需要做去做了，就不要怀疑啦，就说哎，这个是就跟我们自己讲这个是好的事情是对的事情，我就去做了去做了，不然整天在这边怀疑了啊。其实呢再讲呢，就是呢我们要做的是要认知到这个世界上是没有所谓的完美的最好绝对最完美最好的一个方式或者事情或者是个人啊，就是我们要学习观照因缘，自己现在有什么因缘就跟顺随这个现在有的因缘去向前往前走。And of course, let me see, we have 10 minutes left.Some of you might be thinking that maybe not everyone is a crook, but everyone has ulterior motives. Like, no one helps you because they are totally selfless. You're right that people we encounter are probably not 100% selfless. Like, after all, they are not Buddha or saint, right?They're not 100% selfless. You're right. So I guess you need to ask yourself, are you saying that unless someone is a saint or a Buddha, that you're not going to let yourself believe that someone has good intention? Is that what you're saying? Because that might be what you are implying when you think that way.因为有些人呢，有些菩萨呢，可能会在想了，可能不是每个人都是骗子啦，可是呢，每个人都是有自私心的啦，有点自我，因为他们有自我嘛，就自我嘛没有人呢帮助你，是因为他完全真正的完全是没有自我的，没有自我执着的。你讲得很对啊。大概我们碰到的人都不是完全100%没有那个自我执着的哈，包括我们所有的人那个。那如果是这样想的话呢， 因为他们不是佛啊，他们不是佛啊，所以大家就问，那这样子想法的时候，我就问一下了，问你了，那你是不是说啊，如果这个人不是，除非这个人是一个佛啊，不然呢，我就不会让我们相信这个人呢是真心的希望来帮助我，对我好的，因为他不是佛，哦，是不是这样想？问自己，你听到就觉得好笑，哦，We hear ourselves think this way, you think it's ridiculous. This is a serious question because it has to do with being cynical. If you are a little bit cynical or very cynical about people, we may be fertilizing the seed of doubt and suspicion in our mind in this way. So we should, as a charm practitioner, we need to catch ourselves out making these blanket statements like everyone's a crook, or no one is totally selfless, or everyone always have ulterior motives, and see if we are creating a distorted view of the world that separates ourselves from others rather than deepening our connection to others. 这个是很严肃一个问题，我不是在开玩笑的。我们要很认真的看看自己是不是有这样子的心态，因为当我们有这样的心态的时候呢，我们就是在灌注这个心疑怀疑心的种子。怎么样作为一个修行者，怎么样去关照我们的心，看看我们是不是常常有这样子的想法，就是说世界每一个人都是骗子，或是世界上没有一个人真的是无私的啦，或是每一个人都一定有他们其他的那个动机的啦，这件每一个人，没有人，所有人常这件想法呢都是这一类的不正见，这个世界上真的是没有好人吗？所有人都坏人吗？所有人都骗子吗？这个就是歪见，不正见。The antidote is not to just blindly trust everyone without discernment and be a fool. I have mentioned that already. Rather, we can cultivate the clarity of what's going on when we allow ourselves to pay attention to others. When we pay attention, we actually notice that here we are. Someone is trying their best in the moment to be a good person. In this present moment, someone has decided to be helpful, to be loving, to be kind to us. Isn't the least we can do is to acknowledge that effort and respond with gratitude and appreciation. 那我们可以怎么样去修行？如果有这样子的情况，刚才已经讲过了哈，不是说盲目的去相信所有人都是他们不会撒谎，不是这样子哈，是用我们的脑筋的。可是我们是可以修行，好好的看对我们周遭的人啊，看清楚。我们如果愿意这样子做的话，我们就会发现我们身边的每个人虽然不是佛啊，都是尽他们的力做，希望来做一个好人，做一个好人。到这个当下里面呢，这位菩萨就是决定了在这个当下是做一个好人来，或是帮助我们，
或是对我们好，给我们一些善言善语，或是给我们一些爱心。这个当下，这位菩萨不是常常啊，刚刚这个当下他就在对我们好，好。那是不是我们最少可以做到的，就是感恩，感恩这位菩萨这个当下决定了要对我们好，来帮助我们，是吗？啊？Of course, when we respond with gratitude and appreciation, it feels better than being suspicious, don't you think? Choosing to respond this way is wisdom. 那当然啦，这个当下我们可以选择，我们选择人家对我们好，我们感恩，我们而不是怀疑心，这个是不是就是智慧啊？Also, when we respond in gratitude and appreciation, it is a form of kindness. It's a form of kindness. Someone took the chance to be kind and loving. It's very courageous because they run the risk of being met with suspicion. What do you want? What do you want? Instead, we...disrupt that kind of cycle and respond with appreciation and gratitude so that we help them restore the faith in humanity that yes, this world is capable of accepting love and kindness and encourage them to do more. So by allowing ourselves to be lovingBy allowing someone to be loving and helpful is to love this person. And choosing to respond this way is compassion. 那当我们选择不是用怀疑心，而是用感恩心。来反应的时候呢，这是一种也是一种爱。这样子，因为很多人当其他人决定这个当下我要对你好，我要帮助你，其实这个是很危险的嘛，是吗？因为大家都很多怀疑心啊，他对你好，哎呀，人家会可能会以为我要想要做什么，我就不做了，算了哈。他这个是很勇敢的很行为，来帮助你，来对你好。我们不要选择不要用怀疑心，而是来对他们说，我接受，我感恩，去接受其他人对我们的帮助，对我们的爱，就是对这个人的一种慈悲心跟爱心。选择这样子反应，而不要用怀疑心，就是慈悲跟智慧。所以我们就要练习学习这样子去修行。阿弥陀佛。